This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 7th. God's word to you today is questions and answers, and this is part 5. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12, from the King James Version, and it says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." Question. Regarding the gift of other tongues, in the book of Acts, people from other tribes heard real known languages. I wonder why we no longer see this happen in the church. Answer. That is not quite right, because we see both. We speak in English, and most people understand what we are saying. That is a language. That is basically what tongues is. The people in Acts 2 were hearing their languages. How do you know that while preaching is going on in English, some people are not hearing their local dialect? Kenneth Hagin shared a similar experience in one of his books. He said while he was preaching, he felt led to speak in tongues. So he spoke in tongues for a while, and then he continued preaching in English. Obviously, people that were critical about tongue speaking, particularly during preaching, must have criticized him. But he just flowed with the Holy Spirit. I do not recommend speaking in tongues during preaching, except God is leading you to do it, because people need to understand what you're saying. At the end of the service, Kenneth Hagin said there was a Jewish man at the meeting. He was not a believer and was very skeptical about Christians, even though he was following the Mosaic law. He said the man approached him after the meeting and told him that he, Kenneth Hagin, had spoken to him in deep Hebrew about the saving knowledge of Jesus, and the man gave his life to Jesus. How God does his things is up to him. There are different emphases at different seasons and in different dispensations. There are tongues of men, and there are heavenly tongues that only God understands. Reverend Kole Olowofoyeku shared how at a meeting, a man that looks Igbo was speaking the high praise of God in the deep Ekiti Yoruba dialect. Naturally, he was puzzled, and after the meeting, he asked the man where he was from and what language he was praying in. The man confirmed that he was indeed Igbo and was speaking in tongues. In another experience, God led him to speak to a well-stuck raving madman seated on the side of the road. God had given him a word, which he later realized was the man's name, and he struck up a conversation with this man. He was speaking in tongues, but the man understood him perfectly. God is God all by himself. Ours is to flow with the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Who is there like you, O Lord? You who created us in your likeness. Who is there like you, O Lord? It's an honor, Lord, to stand and worship you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.